Even as we bring you today's audio cast, we are gearing up behind the scenes for our daily coverage from Oshkosh. We hope you'll listen in for that. Today's audio cast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer, and I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. In its quest to develop a supersonic business jet, Aerion Corporation made its first trip to the Paris Air Show a few weeks ago to drum up risk-sharing partners and an OEM manufacturing lead. Now that the air show hoopla has wound down, AvWeb Editor-in-Chief Chad Troutvetter spoke with Aerion Vice Chairman Brian Behrens to see what came out of the face-to-face meetings and find out where the company is in the design process of the supersonic airplane.
Well, our objective at Paris was to increase our level of exposure over the previous show. We had an exhibit of our wind tunnel model, and of course, with the having our own chalet, it gave us an opportunity to meet with customers and prospects, as well as potential partners in the process. We were very encouraged by the increased level of activity in all aspects of what I just mentioned, and in the following months we will be following up with discussions with the people that we met with in Paris.
Is the feeling that this is the right time for a supersonic business jet?
Well, we see more and more attention being brought to the segment by virtue of people like yourself writing about the product. So we believe the time is right. I think that's evidenced by what we see in the growing segment of large aircraft sales, not only in the traditional market of North America, but also in the emerging markets around the world.
Over in Europe, especially, was there any kind of environmental concern about a supersonic business jet and its impact on the environment? I know that's pretty big over in Europe.
Well, I wouldn't say that it was a major concern, but obviously there was a lot written about sensitivity to the environment, not only in our segment, but in the entire industry. And I suspect that that will continue to be a major concern for the industry and for our segment as well. We are encouraged by the fact that the airframe and the engine that we've chosen to power the airframe meets or exceeds today's and any anticipated rules going forward. So we feel we're in a very good position there to comply with any environmentalist concern.
Actually, I'm glad you brought up the engine, because the military JSTARS program is using the same engine that you're planning on using for the Aerion supersonic business jet. Is that a good sign for you guys?
Oh, absolutely. We had anticipated the approval of the engine for JSTARS for a number of years. We had been working with Pratt Whitney on the modifications to for our application, which fit in very nicely with what modifications will be made to comply with the JSTARS requirements, and it assures that the engine will be in production for the next decade, when we will certainly be required to go in production with the Aerion aircraft.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about, you're looking for a lead OEM to produce the airplane. Can you just tell me a little bit about the arrangement that you want to set up?
Well, that will vary from OEM to OEM as we put together the business plan. But in essence, what we would be looking for is an OEM who will brand the airplane and will take the initial design through advanced design, certification, development, and production, and finally support. Like we see in a lot of programs today, we would expect that there would be a number of first-tier suppliers who would be risk-sharing partners with the OEM. We would expect that Aerion will stay in as a risk-sharing partner and maintain a very large share of equity and be at risk with the other partners in the program.
What's the current status of the development program? Where are you guys at, and where do you hope to be by the end of this year?
Well, at this stage, we've completed most of the advanced design stage and proof of concept with regard to the aerodynamic configuration. As you know, we've been in the in the wind tunnel. We did the rocket sled test last year and validated all of our assumptions. And that's about as far as we will take it. We will continue to refine the design and validate our assumptions as we go forward. But it probably serves no purpose for us to take it to the next design phase until such time as an OEM is selected, because every OEM has their own design criteria, and even though it's tempting for us to take it to that next stage, it really serves no purpose at this point.
You haven't stated, but you've hoped that you would have a partner by the end of 2007 and launch by the end of that year, this year. And I think you want to get the airplane in service around 2012, 2013. Is that still the plan?
Yes, although and it's still possible that we will have an OEM engaged by the end of 2007, which was, as you say, our original objective. We have inserted about a 6 to 8 month period from the time we sign the OEM until we enter the detailed design work. But we are still hopeful that we would be able to bring the product to the market 5 years from the time that we start the final development of the program.
In the past, there's been a lot of interest from the fractionals, but think with the advent of the per-seat air taxi market, that might actually be a better fit for the airplane. You could sell seats instead of a whole airplane. Do you think that's a good market for this?
Well, quite frankly, Chad, we haven't looked at that, so I really can't speak on an informed basis, but intuitively you would think that there would be some market there for what you've just mentioned. As to the size, I think we'd have to research that a little bit more.
The fractionals still have strong interest in this?
The answer is yes, and I believe that they're being told by their customers that if an airplane of this nature were available, they'd certainly have interest in the ability to fly one. We know that through NetJets that and the fleet of Citation 10s that they have, that there's certainly a portion of their customer base that puts a great value on speed, and we believe that as the world economy continues to improve as it has, which results in worldwide travel, combined with the enormous buildup of individual wealth, that it lends itself to an airplane that fits this description, both here in the traditional North American market as well as the other parts of the world.
You're pretty experienced in building airplanes. Do you think that the around $80 million price tag can still be achieved?
We have done a vast amount of work in building the business model. We have a lot of experience on our management team, and we believe that the return to the investors makes a very compelling case to go ahead with the project at an $80 million price tag.
You said in the past that the airplane could be scaled up for airline use or something along that lines too, right?
Yes, the natural laminar flow wing technology is clearly scalable, and that can be used for larger business jets or the airline segment as well.
Arion Vice Chairman Brian Behrens. Avweb is currently gearing up for our annual audio and video coverage of AirVenture 2007 at Oshkosh. You can look forward to daily audio and frequent video live from the event. We hope you'll join us. The world's best website for general aviation news and information, www.avweb.com. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Friday, July 20th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.